Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Imagine having the financial freedom to live life on your terms. With the Absa Ultimate Plus account, you can manage your finances, save for the future, and access personal loans. Plus, enjoy travel insurance, a credit card, and retrenchment cover when the unexpected happens. If that's not value, I don't know what is. Let's help you write the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Human Rights Commission urges continued freedom of expression amid new cyber laws. NDD confident government's target of 3 million metric tons of copper achievable. And in global news, at least 7 dead after 2 Russian bridges collapse. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Human Rights Commission has called on the public to continue exercising their right to freedom of expression without fear following the recent enactment of the Cyber Security Act No. 3 of 2025 and the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. Human Rights Commission spokesperson Mwelo Mulea has expressed concern over growing public apprehension that the new laws may be intended to stifle freedom of speech, which is indispensable to the promotion of constitutionalism, the rule of law, and the protection of other human rights. Ms. Samulea says that while there is a need for laws that address growing threats in cyberspace, enforcement must be consistent with international human rights standards such as the UN Convention Against Cybercrime, adopted by the UN General Assembly to combat cybercrime without compromising fundamental freedoms. He has clarified that the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Acts are intended to make cyberspace safer and more inclusive by combating offences such as terrorism, trafficking in persons and money laundering, but has warned that these laws must not be misused to violate individual rights. The Human Rights Commission spokesperson has also reminded state actors of their responsibility as primary duty bearers to protect citizens' rights, adding that sufficient legal safeguards are in place to hold violators accountable and provide remedies to victims.
Our preliminary findings are that there seems to be public apprehension and fear that the enactment of the 2 cyber laws is aimed at suppressing the freedom of expression. Our understanding as a Human Rights Commission is that the enactment of cyber laws is consistent with the current international development at which the UN has resolved to adopt, and it did adopt, the UN Convention Against Cybercrimes in December 2024.
The Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, says the revival of Lubambe Shaft 2 and the progress being recorded at Konkola Copper Mine as well as Mopani Copper Mine are signs of renewed investor confidence and growing momentum in the economy. ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda says ITR is through the vital role government has played in unlocking long-standing challenges in the mining sector through effective policy decisions, stakeholder engagement, and a clear commitment to resolve past disputes that have helped bring major mining operations back to life, offering renewed hope to Zambians who rely on mining for their livelihoods. Mr. Banda is confident that the government's goal of producing 3 million metric tons of copper annually by 2031 is not just ambitious, but achievable, especially with increasing investment and stronger production levels. He has also recognized the significant contributions being made by key mining players like KCM, global mining giant Vedanta Resources, who have shown commitment to local empowerment by prioritizing jobs for Zambians, engaging local suppliers, and supporting communities through meaningful investments in education, healthcare, and sports. Mr. Banda, however, notes that production targets are not enough, but what matters most is that the benefits of mining reach the Zambian people, adding that it is essential that this growth leads to quality employment, stronger local business participation, and better lives for the communities surrounding these mines. He has since urged all stakeholders to remain vigilant on issues of environmental safety and stability, calling on mining companies to take safety and environmental standards seriously, to respond transparently when incidents occur, and to ensure that environmental impact assessments are properly conducted and implemented.
Quali applaud the government of the Republic of Zambia for the vital role it has played in unlocking long-standing challenges in the mining sector. Through effective policy decisions, stakeholder engagement, and a clear commitment to resolve past disputes, government has helped bring major mining operations such as KCM and Mopani back to life, offering renewed hope to thousands of Zambians who rely on mining for their livelihoods. As ANDD, we believe the government's goal of producing 3 million metric tons of copper production annually by 2031 is not just ambitious, but it is achievable.
Ambassador of Cameroon and Dean of the African Diplomatic Corps in Brazil, Martin Mbeng, has underscored Zambia's initiative to collaborate with fellow African missions, emphasizing the importance of structured economic diplomacy in advancing national development. Mr. Mbeng has highlighted Brazil's expertise in agricultural innovation, mechanized farming, and value addition as areas where Zambia could benefit from strategic partnerships. Ambassador Mbeng emphasized that the vast potential for bilateral collaboration beyond traditional sectors, and Chagre de Faye at the embassy of the Zambian mission in Brazil, Colad Mavuema, say that during a courtesy call on the ambassador of Cameroon and dean of the African Diplomatic Corps in Brazil, that Zambia will continue to strengthen bilateral relations, including enhancing cooperation with other missions. Mr. Mvuema reiterated the mission's commitment to fostering partnerships to advance Zambia's economic priorities, including agriculture, energy, and trade promotion. This is according to a statement by Faith Secretary Praise and Public Relations at the Zambian Embassy in Brasilia, Brazil, Lloyd Kapusa. The Republican Progressive Party, RPP, has commended the UPND government for what it describes as a series of positive economic developments, including a reduction in fuel prices, a drop in inflation, and a record-breaking maize harvest. RPP President Leslie Chikuse says these gains demonstrate a strong and effective policy direction by the government under President Hakainde Hichilema, which has begun to show tangible results that are improving the well-being of citizens. He says one of the major highlights is the recent reduction in the national inflation rate, which fell from 16.5% in April to 15.3% in May 2025. According to data from the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, with the RPP viewing this as a sign of a stabilizing macroeconomic environment, Mr. Chikuse has also welcomed the unprecedented bumper harvest of 3.66 million metric tons of maize in 2025, more than double the 1.51 million tons produced in 2024, which he believes will lower millimeter prices, easing household food costs nationwide. Mr. Chikuse has further praised the latest drop in fuel prices, crediting it to the government's open access policy to the Tazama pipeline, and further that improving water levels in Lake Kariba, providing hope for development in the energy sector.
Only last month,
Uganda Statistics Agency reported a reduction in the national inflation rate from 16.5 in April 2025 to 15.3 in May 2025. This is a welcome development that speaks to the improving macroeconomic environment in the country. We further note the unprecedented baba harvest of 3.66 million metric tons.